time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
So I'm driving down Henderson Street the other day and the first one pops up. Can you guess what I saw? How about the first of many fireworks stands? These stands, normally run by nonprofit organizations, are spread around the city of Eureka in an effort to put some bucks in their coffers. The individuals and families that buy those fireworks pretty much do the same thing every year. Celebrate our country's freedom with good food and beverages, and gather around their front yards and watch their fireworks go off in the streets. Safely, we pray. Well, you might say I do something just like that. But for a few more people, gather around Humboldt Bay on the 4th of July. Of course, with the help of a bucket load of great local sponsors, specifically local businesses. You know, I've always contended that the average person watching the fireworks show doesn't have a clue as to where the money comes from to make these fireworks happen, let alone the history of how we got here. And that is a big we, including you, listening to this community comment, and it starts when the city of Eureka used to fund the entire event. After which the entire fireworks show was funded by Rob Arkley. That's when he bailed out the city. Up until about 6 years ago, when the owners of the Best Western Bayshore Inn, John and Holly Frame and Ernie and Rena Wesson, gave me the marching orders and half the money needed to go out and raise the other half for the fireworks. That said, the other half is now the biggest part. So, now for the not-so-good news. We're short of our goal, and it looks like we're going to have a shorter show this year and with no wonderful choreographed music to go with the fireworks. Mostly because that is the part of the we, are pretty much in our final year of asking these wonderful businesses to continue to give and give. Businesses like Stan Smith Insurance, PG&E, McRae Nissan, Harper Ford, Mid-City Motor World, Redwood Capital Bank, Coast Central Credit Union, Recology, Roto-Rooter, Lithia Chrysler Dodge, Times Printing, Umpqua Bank, Don's Rentals, McDonald's, O&M Industries, Mercer Fraser, Nielsen Feed, George Peterson, Northwood Chevrolet, and Schaefer's Ace Hardware. So, if this sounds like a swan song, I guess you could say, that's it. What a better place to do it, though, on community radio. So, who's next? I'd like to talk to you about any ideas you have, and if you do, just ask anybody. They know how to get a hold of me. This has been Mike Jones, a.k.a. Uncle Sam, for Community Comment, a.k.a. also number 400.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.